The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day to everyone. And here in Redwood City, there's a light rain. It brings me much both joy and a kind of intimacy of just with life and wonderful times. And so here we are to sit here. And you're here. Everyone has their own here. And in some ways, for each of us to say here is something we say in common and also is unique to each of us because of the different location that's here for us, different place that we sit or meditate. And part of meditation practice is on this anapanasati is gathering ourselves together here. And as the practice now develops, there is an emphasis on concentration. An English word which doesn't really do justice to the Pali words that are sometimes translated as concentration or concentrating. And but the word samadhi, the one associated word, is ekagata. Yeah, and it's a word that sometimes is translated as one-pointedness. But if it's one-pointedness, it's kind of like the, to use an ancient analogy, of all the rafters of a small hut, that maybe is more or less a round hut, they all come together up into the point, the singular point to the top of the roof, so everything gathers, everything points, everything reaches for that point, and that point, in a sense, if it's a circular building, is at if you look from above, it's at the center of it all, and everything else radiates towards or comes towards it, I guess, and so everything moves towards the singular focus. But focus suggests in English too much that a strain, a duality between us and what we're focusing on, and laser focus or something. And rather, I think of it more if you use rather than a hut and the roof, but just a circle, concentric circle, and the center of it is where the mind, everything is focusing, everything is gathering, everything is circling around, and it's all included in these concentric circles of our lives, body, emotions, thoughts, mind, everything is somehow included, but everything is gathered to this around the center. So we say in English on meditation practice to be centered, and so we're centering ourselves here, with everything included, but resting at the center. And so one of the ancient techniques for centering ourselves and really kind of beginning to gathering ourselves and everything kind of coming in around something, developing concentration, is counting the breath. And I suggest we do that for this sitting. The way that I was taught, and which I did for, I still do sometimes, is to count the exhale, and then the next exhale gets the next count. So 1, 2, 3, up to 5, up to 10. And at 10, start over again. Be completely relaxed about not forgetting, losing count, or getting distracted. At the first opportunity, just begin again at 1. It doesn't matter if you only get to 2 or even just gets to 1 before you lose count. Start again at 1. And one teacher, person I knew who practiced in Japan, his Zen teacher taught them to count up to 1 and then over again. And And then kind of, but don't just make a count, like a little voice in the mind that counts, but rather see if the whole mind, the whole being, can somehow one, like all of you is included, like if maybe if you were singing or something and you're, all of you is included in the singing, one, it's kind of like really be there with the exhale, and with the release of the exhale, kind of settling and gathering together. And the complexity of counting up to 10 requires a little extra attention to keep count that makes a little protection from wandering off too easily into thought. And you're more likely to catch yourself thinking, perhaps, you notice you've lost the count because you have this very clear kind of task. But the main thing to do is just gathering together this, the whole mind settles and lands, landing on the center. And the center is the place where you most experience the breathing. So the belly or the chest or the nostrils or whatever, just gathering, settling, one. So taking a posture for meditation where you can somehow begin centering yourself in your body and centering yourself around where you're going to experience your breathing, the inhales and the exhales, the predominant place to experience breathing. And then from this predominant place, the center of it all, take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And this, as we do this, the exhale, use that to really settle in, let go. Release yourself into the body that's breathing, into the place where breathing is felt. Deep breath in and exhale, relaxing the shoulders. Softening the belly. Releasing the tensions in the face. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And familiarize yourself to with that part of your body where you feel your breathing. And imagine that that's at the center of it all, center of the universe. And that as you breathe from that place, awareness spreads outwards throughout your body and maybe even beyond. And as you exhale, awareness settles back in to that. And then, with a very soft, quiet voice, but with a voice that includes all your being, on the exhale, use the count one. And if you want, you can just do one each time, as if each breath is complete in itself. And or you could keep it simple enough and just count to three and then start over again. And if that works well, you might count to 10. And if you get to 10, you could start again. And while you want to try to keep the count, the important part is the settling in to the center. Relaxing any centrifugal force outwards into thought, into feelings, that takes you away from being centered on the breathing. Not fighting anything or resisting anything, just not giving it attention, not getting involved. Where attention goes, where your involvement goes, is following the count in centering yourself here in the breathing, inviting all of who you are to be included. So the count is not just a little word in the mind, but it's an expression of your whole being, willingly, fully here, quietly here, with the breathing. As you do the count, spread out the pronunciation of the count, long count, one, in such a way that maybe it begins quieting the rest of the thinking mind. Like you're gathering yourself around to say something intimate and soft and warm-hearted. And as you do this soft one, center your body on the breathing. Land fully with your whole being on the experience of breathing. Giving yourself over to the counting and experiencing, breathing, as if it's the only thing to be done for the next minutes. Letting go of your thoughts, except to count. And then in the last couple of minutes of this sitting, to let go of the counting and just sit here with the breathing. Enter into the breathing. Center yourself on the breathing without the counting. And see if you're a little bit more centered and connected. And then at the end of the sitting, to remain as centered as you can, centered inside of yourself, rooted in your weight of your body and the weight of your attention into the center of breathing, a place of balance where you're not easily pushed around or caught up in things. And being so centered, now open your awareness up to the world around you, to the communities that extend out from where you are, neighbors and townspeople and people in your county or province, and outwards into the world. Open yourself up to consider the people you might run into today or communicate with today. And from a centered place where maybe nothing has to happen, at least for now, sitting here, no responsibilities for them, no requirements, obligations, just a centered experience that includes other people, awareness of them, thinking of them, imagining them. And in this kind of way of not being obligated or not being required to do anything or react or talk to them, to open your heart, to evoke your goodwill, your basic capacity for friendliness and care, kindness and love. Maybe that's related to a tenderness within. And to whatever degree that you can have this goodwill for others, feel how it maybe also is rooted in your centeredness, in your calm or your concentration. And then imagine that it radiates out from you as a warmth, as a light, as a care. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we appreciate how being centered and balanced and non-reactive supports this possibility for the world. May our practice be for the welfare and happiness of all the people we encounter, communicate with today. May the world benefit from our meditation together.